Karine Jean-Pierre, Republican siding with Trump, Putin, Tehran by opposing border bill. By Joel B. Polak on February 14, 2024. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said Wednesday that Republicans who oppose a Biden administration-backed bill on foreign aid and border security are siding with Trump, Vladimir Putin, and Tehran, effectively accusing them of treason. Jean-Pierre repeated the accusation, for emphasis, throughout a press briefing at the White House on Wednesday. No one in the press corps thought to challenge her on the tactic of accusing domestic political opponents of siding with America's enemies. The bill has passed the Senate but is considered dead on arrival in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, will not bring it to the floor. It is possible it could still receive a vote if a majority of members sign on to a discharge petition to force one. House Republicans have opposed the bill for a variety of reasons. Many believe that it does not actually provide border security and simply legitimizes the status quo, allowing thousands of migrants to enter the U.S. daily without proper authorization. In addition, the bill funds the ongoing war in Ukraine, which has become increasingly controversial as progress has stalled. The bill also provides security assistance to Israel, but adds funding for aid to the Palestinians, which Israel says is seized by Hamas. Biden ran on unifying the country, even repeating the word unity several times in his inaugural address. Yet his White House is now following Barack Obama's example in accusing domestic opposition of siding with America's enemies, specifically Iran. Ironically, it is arguably the Biden administration that has enabled Iran by pursuing fruitless nuclear negotiations, by sending Iran money in exchange for American prisoners, and by refusing to act decisively against Iranian terror proxies like the Houthis. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent e-book, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak. Photo, file.